Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Kedushin Daf Tes Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins more than halfway down the Ovid. You'll notice, if you like, you can count 13 lines before the Gemara lines get wide. You'll notice a bow tie shape and a number 2 where we read Elo man tana delo yolif sachir sachir. We are continuing, as the number 2 indicates, where we left off in our previous year, in the middle of a search for the Tanaic opinion that does not accept the Gezerah Shava of Sochir Sochir. This Gezerah Shava is said to appear in the realm of an Eved Ivri who was sold on his own volition. In other words, he sold himself, and he is being compared to an Eved Ivri that was sold by Beis Din. So that's the use of the Gzeira Shava if you accept it. But we saw in our previous year the Gemara suggested that there was an approach, an opinion that doesn't accept that. So we're asking, who is the Tana that doesn't rely on Sochir Sochir? The Gemara answers, Hai Tana Hu. You will see him in the following Tanaic source. The strategy of this Gemara, as we saw in our previous Gemara, is suggesting a Tana, but then the Gemara rejects that. The rejection will appear at the point of the Gemara where a crown shape is drawn. You'll see Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok appearing thusly, and at that point the Gemara is going to reject our suggestion. But we see the following Tana, Desanya. A pasuk is cited from Vayikra Perek Chaf Hei, pasuk Mem Aleph, referring to an Eved Ivri that goes free from his required work when the Yovel year comes about. And the freeing of a slave, of a Jewish servant, upon the arrival of the Yovel operates even if the Yovel comes out within his initial 6-year work period, which the Torah mandates for a servant, a Jewish servant, then he works for 6 years. However, when the Yovel year comes about, even if it comes about within his first 6 years of work, the Yovel releases him. The pasuk says, Vishav el mishpachto. Literally, he goes back to his family. In other words, he leaves his work obligation. Omer Reb Elozer ben Yankov, Bameh HaKosav ben Daver. Who is being referred to in this pasuk? I b'moicher atzmoi, harei kvar omur. If it's a reference to an Eved Ivri that sold himself into servitude, there's another pasuk that deals with that. It happens to be pasuk Mem. In Pasuk Mem, there is reference to a person who sold himself into servitude, and the Yovel arrived within the first 6 years of his work. He goes free. We continue. Who is this Pasuk referring to when it says, and he shall go back to his family? E ben Yirtza, harei kvar omur. If it's referring to that kind of servant that had his ear bored in anticipation of working till the Yovel, so there is another pasuk that addresses the case of the nirtza, that he goes free at Yovel. That pasuk will be cited later in the Gemara. So, ha ein hakosuv medaber, this pasuk of Vishovel Mishmachto, ela b'mochruhu beizdin. Shtayim v'sholosh shanim lifnei ha-yovel, sha-yovel motzio. A person who was sold by the court into servitude. 2 or 3 years before the Yovel arrives, the Yovel sets him free. The arrival of the Yovel year sets him free. So we have a Tanaic authority that uses the pasuk v'sholosh mishpachto to teach us that a machru based in goes free at Yovel, even if it's within his first year, 6 years of work. If you were to think that Reb Lozer and Yankov accepts the Gzeirah Shava of Socher Socher, Lomali, why do I need Vishav El Mishpachto, Nelaf Socher Socher? You would have been able to learn a Gzeirah Shava between Mochru Beisdin, which we'll consider that the unknown, and the reference made before to someone who sells himself, that the Yovel releases him. But you see here that the Tana was not relying on the Gezeirah Shava of Sochir Sochir. Just to repeat that point again, the word Sochir appears in the context of someone who sold himself, and the word Sochir appears in the context of one who was sold by Beis Din. Why does each one need a separate pasuk to tell me that the Yovel releases them, if you have the Gzeirah Shava of Socher Socher? Would have been enough to state the power of Yovel in one case and not say it again in the other case, and simply rely on the fact that in both cases you have the same word Socher. The Gemara rejects this claim that Reb Lozer and Yankov does not hold from Socher Socher. Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Li'olim Yolif Socher Socher. He does have the Gezeirah Shava in general. V'itzterich, and nevertheless, I need a special pasuk. Sagadei Dechamina Moicher Atzmo Hu Delo Ovad Isura. I would have thought that a person who sells himself into slavery, that was his personal decision. He hadn't done any sin. He hadn't stolen anything. He sold himself into slavery. He didn't do any sin. Therefore, Yovel is capable of establishing his freedom within the first 6 years of his work. Avol Machru Beisdin, the Avad Isura. Someone was sold by court. Why was someone sold by the court into servitude? It's because he stole and didn't have money to pay back. So he had done an Isura. He had done a sin. Amar Niknasei. I would have thought that we should require him to work the minimum 6 years, even if Yovel happens to arrive before the termination of the 6 years, simply to pay his debt to society, so to speak. He's got to work the full 6 years. Komash Malon, the Pasuk tells me that we don't say that. We understand he did a sin. He had stolen. But Yovel is Yovel, even in such a case. You'll notice that we have a bracketed section. It's a long bracketed section. And at the bottom line, where the Gemara picks up, Elo Mantana, the Lo Yolif Sofer Sofer. You see, we're going to continue with our search at that point. On the side of the Gemara, we have a starred note. So if you look carefully, you'll see that we've written the following. Let's read our note from the side. Hezbra Sugrayim, the explanation of these brackets. Achriya Sugrayim, Agamora Mamshicha B'chipus Achar Atana de Loyal of Socher Socher. After the brackets, the Gemara resumes its search for that Tana that doesn't accept the Gzeirah Shava of Socher Socher. B'socha Sugrayim, Agamora Mevi'a Mekuros L'mikrim Sheyovel Motzi Lifnei Vov. Within the brackets, the Gemara will bring cases where Yovel releases the servant, the Jewish servant, even before he's worked the full 6 years. We mentioned before that the standard case of a person sold into servitude, according to the Torah, is that he will work for 6 years. And what we're pointing out in our discussion today is that Yovel has a special release power, that if Yovel arrives, when Yovel arrives, all servants, all Jewish servants go free, even though they haven't worked their full 6 years. We saw a source above, the source in which Reb Lozer ben Yaakov was featured, and we had made reference to different cases of servitude, Mocher Atzmo, Nirtza, and Mocheru Beis Din. We're now going to quote from that source, Omar Mar. And you can see we have a little arrow to the right-hand side of the Gemara text, and you can align this with the arrow above. So we said above, E benirtza hare kvar omur. The posuk of Ishavel Mishpachtu could not be referring to the case of the nirtza, the person whose ear was bored, because that has a separate posuk. So the Gemara says, Mahi, what is that posuk? Desanya, the Tanaic source opens with a posuk. This posuk is Vayikra Chafhei posuk Yud. There's a partial quote in the Gemara text itself. On the side of the Gemara, we've written the entire posuk. Let's read what we've written on the side of the Gemara first. With a double star note, V'kidashtem es shnas ha-chamishim shana, across from Dor Ba'aretz, L'chol Yishvel, Yovel Hi'itiyah Lachem. You'll proclaim the 50th year to be a year of freedom for all the inhabitants. It is the Yovel. V'shatem ish el ha-chazosoy v'ish el mishpachter toshuvu. And everyone returns to their property and to their families. Now the Gemara. We read the Gemara text, first wide line. V'shavtem ish el achuzoso v'ish el mishpachto v'chulei. Bameh akosav medaber. The posuk is describing someone who was in servitude going back, leaving his post as servant, going back to his family. Who is this? E b'moicher atzmo hare kvar omur. If it's a reference to someone who sold himself into servitude, he's covered by another posuk, but then that happens to be Vayikra Perichofei posuk Mem. E b'mochru based in, and by the way, that posuk says Ad Shnas Hayovel Yavod Imcha. E b'mochru based in Harei Kfar Omur. If this Vishavtem posuk is referring to Mochru Besin, but he's already covered, and we had mentioned that in the source above. You'll notice where the house shape is, which ha'ain ha'kosim b'dabel machu beizdin. We have a little squiggled arrow to the side of the Gemara text. You can see there, and we say over here, if this posuk of v'shaftem ishel achuzasa posuk yud is referring to machu beizdin, but he's covered by the posuk we mentioned earlier. He's covered by posuk mem aleph, the posuk that said v'shavel mishpachto. Ha ein hakosim medabel benirta shtayim shalosh shana lefnei hayovel shayovel motzio. This pasuk yud v'shafti mishal chazaso is referring to someone whose ear was bored 2 or 3 years before the yovel. When the yovel comes, he goes free. So we're describing someone who had finished his 6 year work period. At the end of that 6 year of work, he said, "I want to stay with my master." His ear was bored, and Yovel arrives 2 years later. He goes free. My mashma, how do you see in this pasuk v'shavta mishachuzaso that we're referring to that case specifically, the one whose ear was bored? Omar Rovo Bar Shilo Omar Kro. The pasuk used the word ish. You'll notice we have a little star to the side of the Gemara text. If you align this with the star just a few lines up, you see that line had the pasuk v'shavta ish. It said in the pasuk. Ezu davar shenoyeg b'ish ve'enoyeg b'isha. What is it that you find unique to males and not to females? Of course, in the context of slavery. Heve Omer Zu Ritzia. This is a reference to the boring of the ear. Only men servants are, say, candidates for Ritzia, not Jewish bondmaids. So the Pasuk is referring to a man specifically, hence it's referring to a man who had the ear bored. And if his ear was bored, and then 2-3 later afterwards Yovel comes, he goes free. V'itzrich lemichtav machru beisdin, v'itzrich lemichtav nirtza. The Torah has to spell out the Yovel release power in both cases. It would not have been sufficient to teach it in one case and leave me to figure out the other one. The Iyash Me'in and Mohru Beisdin, had we informed you in the Torah of leaving servitude at the Yovel, in the case of Mohru Beisdin, where, let's emphasize, Yovel is releasing this fellow from servitude before he worked even 6 years. So if we're going to tell you that about Yovel in the case of a Mahru Beisdin, Mishum Delomatoi Zimne, he hasn't worked 6 years. As we're going to say in a moment, he hasn't worked 6 years and hasn't expressed his interest in remaining a slave. The Torah does not look kindly upon people who want to remain servants. Well, he didn't reach 6 years and Yovel comes, so he goes free. Avol Nirtza Dematoi Zimne Emo Niknase. Who is the Nirtza? Nirtza is someone whose ear was bored. When does that happen? He finished working 6 years and he says he wants to stay with the master. He was given a heathen bondmaid, he had children, and he can't leave them. He wants to stay in servitude. Well, as we just said, the Torah doesn't look kindly on that. He said, I don't want to leave. And the Torah says that man, the Jewish people, are God's servants, not servants of other servants. But he wants to remain a servant of a servant, the servant of a Jew who's a servant of God. So he wants to be the servant of a servant. That's not right. So someone like that, we would have thought, Niknesei, let's impose upon him a stringency, and Yovel would not release him. The Ashmina Nirtza, and had we taught you the case of Nirtza, that Yovel releases him from his servitude, Mishum the Ovad Le Sheish. He worked already 6 years, and he had his ear bored, and continued working after that. But he worked a full 6 years already. Avol Mochru based in the Lo Avad Le Sheish. He hasn't worked 6 years yet. In this case, where Yovel arrives, Amolo, since he hasn't worked a full 6 years, maybe the Yovel won't release him. Sricha. Therefore, we have to tell you in the case of Mochru Basin as well that Yovel will release him, even though it's arriving before he's worked his full 6 years. V'itzrich l'michtav v'shavtem, v'itzrich l'michtav l'oilam. The pasuk v'shavtem, we cited it before on the first wide line, it says that at Yovel a person goes free. There's another pasuk in Shmos Perek Chof Aleph, pasuk Vav, and it describes someone who's ear was bored, and it says Vavodoi Lo'olam. He shall work Lo'olam, and Lo'olam literally would mean forever, but it means he'll work until Yovel. The Gemara explains why I need both of these pasuk and how each pasuk, let's say, complements each other. Dikasa Rahmana Lo'olam Have Amina Lo'olam Mamish. I would have thought that a person whose ear is bored will work literally forever. Kosev Rachmona Vishavtem. Hence, I have the Pasuk of Vishavtem, which, by the way, we didn't emphasize before, but you can see in the source we read, where the source just above, in the first three wide lines, that Vishabti Mishal Chuzoso is referring to a Nirtza, who goes free at Yovel. So, both Psukim are referring to that. So had the Pasuk just said, La'olam, La'olam, V'avodoy La'olam, I would have thought, as we said, he works literally forever. Therefore, comes along Vishavtem, which tells me that when Yovel comes, he goes free. V'ikosav Rachmona Vishavtem. If the Pasuk would have just stated Vishavtem, without the V'avodoy La'olam, Have Amina, Hani Mili, I would have thought the following. When does the Nirtza go free at Yovel and not beforehand? Hani Mili Echo Delo Ovad Sheish. That is true if he did not work 6 years after the ear boring. Let me say that again. Had the Pasuk written Vishavtem, I would have thought that a Nirtza goes free at Yovel and not before Yovel. That's where he hasn't worked 6 years after the boring of the ear. Aval hecha di'avad sheish. But if you have a person that worked 6 years after the boring of the ear, I would have thought someone like that doesn't have to wait till the Yovel. I would have thought lo yehi soifei chomer mitchiloso, that his end is not any more oppressive or strict or restrictive than the beginning. Matchiloso sheish, just like the initial work period is for 6 years, when one's ear is bored, he works another 6 years. Afsofo nami sheish. The second stage of his servitude is also just another 6 years. And he wouldn't have to wait till the Yovel to go free. Komash malon le'olam. The Torah therefore says that when one's ear is bored, he works le'olam, which means le'olam shel Yovel. Once your ear is bored, you've got to work all the way till the arrival of the Yovel, which might be many more than 6 years after the ear is bored. Therefore, we explain why I need two psukim, v'shavta mishal chuzoso, and v'avodoy li'olam, which are two psukim that describe the nirtza, and they're going free at Yovel. What about our original major discussion? Here we go back to that. Eloman tana de lo yolef sochir sochir. So who is the tana that does not have that gezera shava? The Gemara answers, Rebbe hi, Desanya. And we continue now at the top of Omid Beis. We open with a pasuk that deals with a Jew, a Jewish servant, who was sold to a Gentile. It's very important to point out that the word sochir appears in that context as well. We have mentioned up till now sochir as a word appearing in the case of mochru based in man sold by the court, mochru atzmo, one sold himself. But in the case, what we're saying now is the word sochir also appears in this section of the Torah, vayikra perek chof hei, and toward the end of that perek the pasuk describes someone who was sold to a Gentile. The pasuk says, "V'im lo yigoya be'elet," if someone has not been redeemed after being sold to idol worshippers, if he hasn't been redeemed by his relatives, which is accounted for in the pasuk we're citing right now, pasuk nun dalet. If you look in the Torah, pasuk mem tes lists a number of relatives that might have redeemed him. Well, but if they didn't, that's what this pasuk is saying. If they didn't redeem him. So, the pasuk goes on to say that he will go free upon the arrival of Yovel. So that you have this Jew that was sold to Gentiles, and the Torah is informing us that when the Yovel comes, he leaves his Gentile master. So Rebbe Omer, Ba'ele hu nigal, the person sold into servitude, who sells himself to Gentiles, he can be redeemed by relatives who pay the Gentile the balance of his work period. The goy paid a certain amount for his work, and after several years go by, the family, let's say, wants to redeem him, so they'll repay the goy the amount that he originally paid for this Jew to serve, minus the years of benefit that he already received. What's going to be the cutoff point, of course, in order to make the subtraction is the Yovel. How many years would remain till the Yovel? Rebbe says, and we need that we're going to be using a triangle in this on this Omen of Gemara to highlight different Tanaic opinions. The Gemara will be making reference to the different names, hence the triangles will help us find them as we go along. So Rebbe says in this Pasuk, if he wasn't redeemed by relatives, relatives are the ones that have the power to redeem him. And V'ein Nigal B'Sheish, he does not go free after 6 years of work. Sheyachol, I would have thought, had I not had the Pasuk, V'alo Dinhu, is it not, in fact, logical that we could apply the following logic? Uma mi she'eno nigal be'ele nigal b'sheish, someone who was sold to a Jew. Relatives are not eligible to redeem him. The case of Nimkar Yisrael, Nimkar Yisrael, someone sold to Jews, is not redeemed by relatives, called Geulas Krovim. Person can redeem himself from his servitude, but relatives cannot redeem him when he was sold to a Jew. So someone who is not redeemable through relatives, yet Nigal B'Sheish leaves his servitude after 6 years, that's again the Nimkar Li Yisrael, sold to a Jew. Zesh and Nigal B'Eleh, the fellow sold to Gentiles, where relatives do function, are eligible to redeem him. Eino dinshin nigal b'sheish, all the more so he should be able to be released after 6 years. Should automatically be released. Talmud lomar be'ele. Therefore, the Torah uses the word be'ele. It's an exclusionary or a limitation expression. Be'ele hu nigal, v'ein nigal b'sheish. The pasuk contradicts or countermands the result of the logic. The logic that we applied would have had the fellow sold to the Gentiles leaving after 6 years. The limitation expression says, no, relatives can redeem him, but not the arrival of 6 years of work. If you were to think that Rebbe had accepted this Gezera Shava, Amai Ka'omar, why did he say, Uma mi she'eno nigal be'ele? If he's trying to make a point that the Nimkar li'akum should have been able to be, or I should say, the Nimkar li'Yisrael was, say, redeemable through relatives. Let me restate this a little more accurately. In the discussion, in the source, Rebbe described the Nimka Yisrael as someone who is not redeemable through relatives. But if he has a Gzera Shav of Socher, why would he describe the Nimkar Yisrael as someone who is not redeemable through relatives? Amai Komar Uma Misha'eno Nigal Bele. Neiliv Socher, let him apply the Gezerah Shava, and the result would be that someone who was sold to a Jew would be redeemable through relatives. So what must we conclude? That Rebbe is the Tana that does not learn Sochir Sochir. And hence, Even though socher appears in the Torah by nimkar liakum, by someone sold to a goy, and socher appears in the Torah by someone who was sold to a Jew, yet we do not compare them. And as a result, Rebbe said that a nimkar liakum is redeemed through relatives, but a nimkar Israel is not redeemed through relatives. Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and once again we have the crown shape indicating the rejection of this suggestion that Rebbe is the one who denies socher socher. The Oilom Yolif socher socher. Rebbe will accept, Rebbe does accept the Gezeirah Shavah of socher socher. In our previous year we pointed out, and we'll point it out again, on Daf Yud Dalamid Beis, we didn't mention in our previous year in the name of the Gilyan Hashas, but it's in the name of the Gilyan Hashas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, points out Tosfos and Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that makes the point that we in Kiddushin here in our Masechta we don't find a Tana that denies Socher Socher. So even though the Gemara gave us the impression that there is such an opinion, but as a result of the search for such an opinion, we don't find someone like that. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that Rebbe will hold from socher socher. For Shaini Hocha, the case of Nimkar Liakum and his being able to be redeemed through relatives, well, it's different. Yomar Kro Yigolenu. There's a special limitation word in the case of sold to Gentile and his redemption through relatives. It says Yigolenu, he will be redeemed. The word he, Yigolenu, is a limitation expression. Lozer, in a case of Nimkar Liakum, relatives can redeem below Laacher, to the exclusion of someone who was Nimkar Liyisrael, someone who was sold to a Jew. Uman Tana de Polig Ole de Rebbe, which Tana disagrees with Rebbe? Which Tana would say that a Nimkar Liakum, someone sold to a Gentile, would go free after 6 years of work? After the standard work period for someone, for a Jew sold into servitude? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yossi Haglili v'Rabbi Kiva. These two Tanoim will disagree with Rebbe. Rebbe arrived at his point of view by darshaning the word be'ele. Relatives can free the redeem and free the nimkar li'akum, fellow sold to Gentiles, but not the arrival of the 6 year work mark where he's finished 6 years of work. That he darshaned because of the limitation expression be'ele. Be'ele meaning them, relatives, yes, but not 6 years. These Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Kiva, use the word Eile for something else. Tesanya, Lo Yigoel Be'ele. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Be'ele L'Shichur, B'Shar Kol Odom L'Shibud. If relatives redeem the fellow from servitude, so he goes free. If other people, non-relatives, redeem him, he goes to work for them, those who redeemed him. Rabbi Kiva says just the opposite. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Be'ele L'Shibud. When relatives redeem, he will continue his servitude. He does not go free. B'Shar Kol Odom L'Shichur. If others, and non-relatives, redeem him, he goes free. So you can see that each one used the word Be'ele also in the spirit of limitation, namely, not everyone who redeems him will result in the fellows going free, but the limitation is used to contrast the different redeemers with respect to what happens to him, but not to exclude 6 years as a basis for his going free. Hence, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva are set apart from Rebbe. The diamonds that you see here and are explained on the side under the Mivneh, the structural note, Nisyonos Lahasbir Alma Cholkim Rabbi Yossi Aglili. what we're going to try to explain what the basis of their machlokis is ayidei krovim l'shichur. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, relatives result in his going free, and according to Rabbi Kiva, outsiders who redeem him, the result will be his going free, non where he doesn't continue his servitude. So the Gemara, and as you can see, structurally we have diamonds that are numbered 1, 2, and 3 as you go down the Omid. So in order to figure out what the basis of their machlokas is, it takes us several stages of analysis. So number one, Omar Kraw. Im lo yigoel be'ele. If he's not redeemed through relatives, elo ba'acher, and this you have to read that into the pasuk, so to speak. V'yotzo b'shnas ha'yovel. So then he will go free only upon the arrival of the yovel. What does that mean then? That means that when he's redeemed by an outsider, i.e. not by relatives, he continues his servitude. His freedom arrives only upon the arrival of the Yovel. So relatives would redeem him, he'll go free. Outsiders redeem him, he continues his servitude. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Im lo yigal elo be'ele. Rabbi Kiva says that if his redemption is only by relatives, then he continues his servitude, v'yotze b'shnas yovel. Then he continues working till the yovel, indicating that the servitude continues. But if outsiders would redeem him, he would go free. That's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. For Rabbi Yosi Aglili, what's his response to Rabbi Akiva? He says, Midi elo be'eliksiv. Does it say that in the Pasuk? Elo be'ele. In order for Rabbi Akiva to come to his conclusion that the redemption of relatives leads to his continued servitude by them, you have to have read into the Pasuk the word Ela. We should point out, I think it's obvious, Pasuk Nun Dalid, Vayikra Perek Chofei Pasuk Nun Dalid, had said, V'im lo yigoyel be'ele, v'yotze b'shnas ha'yovel hu von of ima. We've included this posuk on the side of the Gemara, so that right after the posuk makes reference to the yigal be'ele, yovel is mentioned. Rabbi Yosef Glili, though, challenges, rejects Rabbi Kiva on the grounds that the posuk doesn't say elo be'ele. So that leads us to a second approach. Elo b'hai kro komiflegi. Their machlokas is based on the following pasuk. We should have mentioned probably at the beginning of today's shiur that it would be very helpful for one to familiarize themselves with the psukim that we've been citing. It's never too late to look up the psukim, look up the sections of the Torah that we are alluding to. So here we're referring to Vayikra Perek Chav Hei, and you would be advised to look at the psukim Mem Ches Mem Tes through Nun Dalet to get a flavor of what we're doing. So the pasuk there, pasuk Mem Tes mentions a list of relatives who could redeem the fellow soul to the goy. Oh doy doy oy ben do do yigolenu. Ze gulas krovim. It says in Pasuk Memtes, Oi hisiga yodo. Ze gulas asmo. That refers to the person who sold to the Gentile who comes up with money of his own. And it says, Vinigol, in that same Pasuk. Zu gulas achirim. That's a reference to his being redeemed by outsiders other than his relatives. On the side of the Gemara, we've included this pasuk, Vayikra Perichov Hei Pasuk Memtes. Let's read it together to get the flow of the pasuk. O Dodo Ben Dodo, Yigolenu. O Misher Besoro, Mishpachto, Yigolenu. O Hisigi Odo, Vinigal. So you can see relatives are referred to, people from his family. Oh, he's Sigiodo himself, he redeems himself, the Nigal, or he's redeemed by outsiders. Now there's a certain given, and I think it's pretty obvious, if you're redeeming yourself, you're going free. Or you can be enslaved to yourself, but you're going free. The Gulas Atzmo concept is alluded to in the Pasuk between relatives appearing before and outsiders appearing after. And we have also on the side of the Gemara a little indicator of this, the Seder Mikros, the order of the Psukim in Vayikra Perchofei, is as we just said, relatives, redeeming by oneself, and then outsiders. Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Sovar. Rabbi Yossi Haglili is of the opinion that relatives that redeem, so he goes free. How does he arrive at that conclusion? Sovar, Mikra, Nidrash, Lefonov. The double underline will be highlighting expressions that can be contrasted with one another. Here, Mikra, Nidrash, Lefonov, and a few lines later, Rabbi Kiva holds Mikra, Nidrash, Leachrov. What does this mean, Mikra, Nidrash, Lefonov? So the Gemara explains, Shadi, Geulas, Krovim, Agulas, Atzmo. Geulas Atzmo was in the number two position. It was in the middle. That is a given. If you redeem yourself, you're freeing yourself from your servitude. You're paying the guy the balance of the work that you owe him. So you're going free. You take that information and apply it to the beginning of the pasuk. Lefonov means that which appeared before. So, in the words of the Gemara, you're going to take the information in the number one position, relative, the relative redemption, and literally cast it upon self-redemption. In other words, attach it to or compare it to self-redemption. The given was self-redemption, and you're darshing that backwards, meaning to the beginning part of the pasuk, and applying that to relative redemption as well. Ma gulas atzmo lishichur, just like redeeming yourself, you're redeeming yourself into freedom. Af gulas krovim, the relatives that redeem you, also you go free, lishichur. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Rabbi Kiva, who was of the opinion that only if outsiders redeem you do you go free, as opposed to relatives, he holds the opposite, mikra nidrash la'achrov, that you will take your given information, the number two information, and apply it to number three, redemption by outsiders. Shodi gulas achirim, agulas atzmo. You will cast the unknown gulas achirim, outsiders who redeem you, upon that which is known, the case of self-redemption, and conclude as follows. Magulas atzmo l'shichur, just like self-redemption is into freedom, afgulas achirim l'shichur, so too, when outsiders redeem you, you go free. The Gemara asks, "E hachi, if this is what they do with the pasuk, be'ele lomali. If you're saying that the mikra is nidrash lefonov, and the result of that would be that he goes free with the redemption of relatives, what do I need the be'ele word in Pasuk Nun Dalet for? You'll notice that we have a drosha that we mentioned before. Use the arrow that you see to the side of the Gemara text and align it with the arrow higher up in the Gemara. On that line, Rabbi Yossi Haglili said, Be'ele l'shichur, and Bashar called him l'shibud. Relative redemption results in freedom, and others would result in enslavement. According to what we're presenting now, Mikra Nidrash Lefonov, that is Rabbi Yossi Haglili's approach, I discover that relative's redemption results in freedom because it's compared to self-redemption. I don't need the... I wouldn't need that which it, that which he darshan before in Pasuk Nun Dalid, the arrow above. There, he said, well, with relative's redemption, you go free. But I know that from Mikra Nidrash Lefanov. The Gemara answers, Ilav Be'ele, had I not had Pasuk Nun Dalid and the what we mentioned above, the previous drasha, Hava Amina Mikro Nidrash Bein Lefanov Bein La'achrov Akol Shichur. I would have thought that the middle pasuk of Shichur Ayde Atzmo, Gulas Atzmo, works in both directions. It's compared to that which is before relatives and that which appears afterwards. And anytime he's redeemed from servitude of the by the Gentile, he'll go free. Therefore, Be'ele serves as a cap or a limitation entity, limiting the options of his going free to not only Gulas Atzmo, but to Gulas Krovim, excluding Gulas Achirim, where he would continue working. Ihochi, if that's the case, then Hoder Kushi Leduchte, we're going back to the original problem. Let's take a look at Rashi. Ihochi, Deba'almo Nidrash Lefanav Ula Achrov. If you are going to tell me that in general, a posuk can be darshaned in both directions, V'hocha Mishum Dichti Be'elehu, and here, only because you have Be'ele, we're going to darshan it only in one direction. Hoder Kushi Leduchte, the original question comes back. Rabbi Kiva, Hechi Mishtama Shibud Deviotza B'Shnas HaYovel Akrovim. How would the Rabbi Kiva know that when he's redeemed by relatives, he continues working till the Yovel? If in principle, again, without the word be'ela, if in principle the posuk would be darshan in both directions, what is it that fixes the freedom, according to Rabbi Akiva, only in the case of redemption through outsiders? And when, as opposed to relatives, you would that redeem him, he would continue in servitude. What, and that the word Eile, after all, it appears in Pasuk Nun Dalet. True, it's a limitation expression, but it appears after, way after, it's after all of the three different kinds of redemption alluded to before. So, what is it that tells me that Be'ele is coming to exclude the case of relatives from freedom, and not the other way around? In other words, it's kind of arbitrary. The Gemara continues. Ella besvoro kamiflagi. Third stage. Forget about trying to establish the basis of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva arguing over psukim. Their argument is one based on logic. Rabbi Yossi Aglili sovar mistabro gulas achirim lishibud. It's most likely that if outsiders were to redeem, the result would be that the subject, the slave, is going to continue his servitude toward those outsiders that redeemed him. If the law would be that if an outsider redeems him from servitude, the servant will go free, so outsiders are not going to want to redeem him. And in principle, we are interested in his being redeemed from his servitude by the Gentile. It's not recommended that a Jew be in the 24-hour confines of a Gentile home. The his ability to fulfill mitzvahs and observe all the commandments of the Torah can be quite limited under in an atmosphere and under circumstances like that. So there is an interest in him being redeemed, but if you're going to say that outsiders who redeem him would result in the servants going free, they're not going to have sufficient motivation. Mimnei, they will be restrained for lo parkile and not redeem him. Rabbi Kiva Sovar Mistabra Gulas Kraven Lashibut. Rabbi Kiva argues that if relatives redeem him, he should continue in his servitude. Diyamis Lashikur, if you're going to say that when relatives redeem, he goes free. You know what the result of that's going to be? Kol Yoyma V'Yoyma Ozol U'Mazvin Nafshei. This guy is going to go, this Jew is going to go and sell himself every day to a guy. He gets money for that. And he'll rely on the kind-heartedness and sympathy of his relatives to redeem him. So we want to deter that from happening. So we say that if relatives redeem you, you're going to continue working as a slave. So you won't have the motivation to continue selling yourself. You won't have that ability. You'll be in servitude. Omer Reb Chiya Bar Abba Om Reb Yochanan Zu Divrei Reb Yosef Lili Reb Akiva. Up till now, we've presented their opinions. Avol Chachomim Omrim, there's another school of thought that says, Hakol L'Shichur, whether it's outsiders that redeem you, relatives that redeem you, and certainly your self-redemption. Man Chachomim, Rebbe Hi. That's Rebbe. Demapik Le Lahai Be'ele L'Drosha Achrina. You can see at the top line, Rebbe appeared. He used Be'ele as a limitation expression indicating that people redeeming will result in his leaving the servitude, but not the arrival of the 6-year mark of his work. So that, according to Rebbe, we're not limiting his freedom when it comes to people redeeming him. Umikro nidrosh bein lefonov ubein lachrov. And as far as Rebbe is concerned, the pasuk, when we made reference to pasuk mem tes, where you saw self-redemption in the middle, that is darshaned both to that which was before it, redemption by relatives, and that which appears after it, redemption by outsiders. The Gemara asks for Rebbe, hi, v'yotza b'shnas ha'yovel mai ovid lei. We have an arrow, a squiggled arrow to the right hand side of the Gemara text. You can align this with the squiggled arrow that appears a little less than halfway down from the top, and you saw the pasuk that we attempted to darshan in Rabbi Yossi Aglili, v'yotza b'shnas ha'yovel. There, the attempt was to say that if he's not redeemed by the relatives, but through others, so then he goes free only when the Yovel comes. What does Rebbe do with the Yotza B'Shnas HaYovel? That, once again, that was Pasuk Nun Dalid. In order to appreciate the Gemara's question right now, it's essential to glance at the bottom Tosfos. Let's read the Tosfos together. V'Rebbe Hai V'Yotza B'Shnas HaYovel Mai Ovid Le Lo Bo'i L'Mai Osa. The Gemara here is not asking what does the Pasuk come to teach. It comes to tell me important information, namely that he doesn't leave servitude by the Gentile until the arrival of Yovel. Elahachi Boy, am I nokat Bishnas Hayovel? Voksid Bikro Achrino Ad Shnas Hayovel. Why does the Pasuk have to mention Bishnas Hayovel over here when we have another pasuk that says Ad Shnas Hayovel? The Gemara answers, Miboy Ale Lechidetanya. I need it for the following. The Rashi that appears across from here, Lechidetanya, Lelamdecho, to teach me, Shafal Pi Shoevet Kechavim Tachas Yodcho, even though the Gentiles spoken of that unto whom the Jew is sold is under your control. We're talking about a Jewish government, a Jewish society in which Gentiles live, and that Gentile happened to purchase a Jewish servant. And it's telling me, im lo yigal, if he's not redeemed, yishtabe bo ad hayovel, v'yata rashoi lovo olav bakifin. He has a, this Gentile has a right to keep this Jewish servant until the Yovel year, and you, the Jew, has no right to try to practice trickery or underhanded practices to cause the Jew to be released from his servitude. So now the let's see this in the Gemara text. V'yotza b'shnas hayovel. The Gemara continues at the top of Daf Tes Zayin. Be'oivei kerovim sheyeshnoi tachas yodcha. The pasuk is describing a goy, a Gentile, an idol worshipper that is under your control, meaning he's living in a Jewish, under Jewish rulership. Maybe it's talking about a Gentile in a Gentile kingdom, Gentile society. Amris, we say, we reject that. V'chimayv shalaso slo. If you're talking about a Gentile living in a Gentile society, how can we impose our laws upon him? Ho ein akosu medabe ala boivi kichovim sheyeshnoi tachas yodcha. The pasuk is talking specifically about a Jew sold to a goy, unto a Gentile, in a Jewish government, in a Jewish society. And as we saw before in Rashi, the pasuk is emphasizing that if he's not redeemed through legitimate means, you have no right to interfere in any subterfuge or underhanded practices to cause the Jew to leave his servitude prematurely, i.e. before the Yovel arrives. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.